Frank Allen Interviews, starring Frank Allen.
Hello and welcome to Frank Allen Interviews on Cast and Wax. My name is Frank Allen, and this week we have a very special interview with an interviewer I cannot identify. But let me go to the tape. I recorded this special for this podcast.
You know, I really shouldn't be doing this. I really shouldn't.
No, I understand that, but I promise you we will protect your identity. We'll, like we said before, we'll work out that sort of special speak so you don't incriminate yourself or any others.
I understand. It's just...
No, just, like I said, just stick to the... Okay. Now, please, can you introduce yourself for us?
No, I can't introduce myself. I'm definitely not... I'm definitely not Jack Chick, and I'm definitely not anyone associated with Jack Chick.
Okay, you're not. Good. That's good. So then why do we want to talk to you?
Well, I don't know. I mean, like I said, I'm not associated with Jack Chick, so I have no insight into his opinions or the kinds of things that he thinks.
Okay, well, what kind of opinions do you not have any insight into?
Well, I don't have any idea whether he really believes these things or whether he's actually Christian or whether he's just messing with people.
You don't? All right, well, is he actually Christian?
Well, like I said, I couldn't say, of course. I couldn't say, for example, that he wasn't actually a Christian, and he didn't mean a single word of it, and that he knows very well that all of these things aren't true. I couldn't say that, because I have no idea, I have nothing to do with him. You know, I've got no association with him whatsoever.
Well, okay, that's why you couldn't say that. I mean, have you heard that?
No, I mean, I haven't heard that at all. I don't even know who Jack Chick is, so I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Okay, I think we understand you. I think we got it. Now, specifically this tract, Reverend Wonderful, do you know anything about that?
No, not at all.
Well, do you know if he actually believes that doing good things doesn't matter?
No, I really couldn't say. I couldn't say that, for example, that it would be stupid for one person to believe that doing good things wasn't a good thing. I mean, because that would go against the meaning of good thing, but I couldn't even say that because I don't even know, I don't have any knowledge of that whatsoever.
Okay, that's a good point, but you can't say that.
No, I mean, how could I know? I don't even know. I don't even speak English.
No, I mean, obviously, no. I mean, because that would mean that lots of good people, lots of very, very good people who are, you know, Jewish or Buddhist or Muslim or atheist.
Well, there aren't any good atheists.
No, okay. But, I mean, all the other religions, anybody who was good in those religions wouldn't go... Well, I want to say to heaven, but I mean, would specifically go to hell.
Oh, I mean, that is true, that's what it would mean. I couldn't say, and I certainly couldn't say that Jack Chick, if he believed that, would be a giant douchebag. I couldn't say that, and I definitely couldn't say that there's no way anyone with a reasonable brain would believe that, and I definitely couldn't say that Jack Chick is completely full of crap.
Well, no, I mean, I guess I could say that, but I don't think you could say that, because you don't know Jack Chick.
No, I don't even know, what's a chick? Chick's like a girl. I couldn't even say if a chick was a girl. I can't say. I really shouldn't even say that much.
Again, understandable. I don't want to jeopardize you. I don't want to put you in any position to go against to lose your job or any job you don't have.
No. I mean, I don't have any job. So there'd be no job to lose. I wouldn't be... There'd be no danger if I did say that because I would be lying, right? I mean, it wouldn't be true.
Exactly correct. Again, talking about, Jack Chick's output in general, I mean, he does make a lot of money out of these things, right?
I couldn't say. I don't know how much money he makes. It's certainly not a lot of money. I mean, it's certainly not billions of dollars.
Billions of dollars?
No, absolutely not.
And what would he do with billions of dollars?
Well, he doesn't have billions of dollars, but if he did, he wouldn't. There's no possible way. There's no even imaginable way that he would donate it directly to Satanists.
Satanists?
There's no way.
Why would he give it to Satanists?
He wouldn't, man. He wouldn't. There's no way. There's no way. Do you get me?
I'm reading you loud and clear. Satanists.
Absolutely not, man. There's no way.
All right. I mean, why would he give money to Satanists? Why would you even suggest it? I mean, there's so no way. Why would you even suggest it?
Well, it's not because he's like a secret Satanist, if that's what you're wondering. I mean, it's not like someone could look into his background and find out he was raised by Satanists. That's ridiculous. It's not true. It's not true.
I can't even believe I'm hearing this.
It's not true.
I know it's not true. I didn't think it was true. I did not think that was true.
Good, because it's not. There's not. It's just, it's total nonsense. I'm making it up. I'm not even making it up. I'm saying it's not true. Like, I'm not saying it. The words that you're hearing, I'm not even saying these words because that's how not true it is.
Wow. Wow. This has been a really probing, deep interview.
No, it hasn't. It has not. I haven't said anything. This interview didn't even happen. I did not agree to this interview. You did not record this interview. The listener did not hear this interview. There is no interview.
There absolutely wasn't. There was no Frank Allen interview this week. But there will be next week. But wow, there was certainly nothing this week on Frank Allen Interviews. Wow.